弟兄姐妹早安。
I thank God for the hymn choices today. Actually, both the opening hymn and the hymn before the word now were very appropriate for my sharing today.
感谢主，今天我们所唱的诗歌，无论是在我们聚会之前开始的诗歌，还是我们信息之前的诗歌，都是非常的合宜。
And I also very much appreciate your prayers for strength before I share today.
也非常感谢大家为我来为刚强我，让我来帮助我来刚强。
We just had our third baby a month ago.
我们一个月之前，我们刚刚有了第三个小孩。
So I'm not getting a full night's rest yet.
我晚上没有睡，我没有整夜的睡好。
Although I really can't complain because my wife sleeps much less than I do.
当然我不能抱怨，因为我太太睡得更少。
Let's open up His Word.
让我们打开主的话。
Second Chronicles chapter 26.
历代志下第二十六章。
2 Chronicles 26, we'll read verse 15 and 16.
历代志下第二十六章，我们一同来读第十五节和第十六节。
And this is speaking about King Uzziah.
这是讲到乌西亚王。
He made devices in Jerusalem, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and large stones. And this is the key part here. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong.
又在耶路撒冷使巧匠做机器，安在城楼和角楼上，用以射箭发石。下面这一段是最重要的。乌西亚的名声传到远方，因为他得了非常的帮助，甚是强盛。
Marvelously helped until he became strong.
得到了非常的帮助，使他强盛。
And I'd also like to read one verse in Revelation.
下一节是在启示录。
Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
And a verse that was spoken to the church of Philadelphia, which was known as the faithful church.
这是对腓拉铁腓的教会，就是对神有忠心的教会所说的话。
Revelation 3, verse 8.
第三章第八节。
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Let's have another word of prayer.
那我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for the ways that you lead us.
感谢主你带领我们。
What a good shepherd. In so many ways we see your faithfulness in our lives.
主啊，你是这样的好牧人，我们真的是看到在各方各面你是我们，你带领我们。
We're thankful that you made a way for us to approach you even as we come around the bread and the cup today and remember what you've done for us.
主，我们谢谢你，让我们今天也能够来到主你的面前，在饼杯面前来纪念你。
And what a precious gift that we have your word to open up today.
主啊，今天在你的话里面，我们又有何等样的主你给我们的恩典。
To seek out your face.
主，我们可以来寻求你的面。
To seek out your heart.
来寻求你的心。
Lord, we open ourselves by your Spirit to speak to us now.
主啊，我们打开我们的心，愿你的灵对我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
So I don't think I've ever shared on Chronicles before.
我想我从前没有分享过历代志。
You may think it's quite an obscure passage.
你们大家觉得这段经文可能有点奇怪。
But as I was going through my daily devotionals about a month or two ago,
但是一两个月前，当我在默想的时候，
and I came across this phrase, I was struck by it.
那么我读到了这些经节，并且被它所震动。
This King Uzziah was marvelously helped until he became strong.
这个乌西亚王他得到非常的帮助，以至于他强盛。
So what I'd like to do today is kind of share on that two-part thought.
那么今天我们从两个方面来分享。
I'll first share on the part where it's until he became strong.
第一部分就是直到他强盛。
And then share about the marvelous help of the Lord.
然后呢，就是主给他的极大的帮助。
Before I get into that, I'd just like to give a little bit of background on King Uzziah.
那么我们先讲一点乌西亚的背景。
There's a parallel section of scripture in Kings that also speaks of King Uzziah.
在列王记里面呢, 也有平行的经文, 同样讲到乌西亚王。
We don't need to go through all of it, but it's 2 Kings chapter 15.
我们不会讲到所有的经文, 但是我们来看一下历代记王历代列代王下。
In that section, Uzziah is actually called Azariah.
那么在那边里面, 他的名字叫做
Azariah, A-Z-A-R-I-A-H. We don't have to go there. 2 Kings 15.
列王记第15章。
But we'll read through 2 Chronicles 26.
那我们要读的是历代志下第26章。
What we know about Uzziah is a few very important facts.
关于乌西亚王, 我们知道他几件重要的事。
Who here in this room is 16 years old? Anybody?
有没有16岁?
Okay. So Uzziah became king at 16 years old.
当乌西亚16岁的时候, 他做王。
Can you imagine that being king at 16 years old?
你能够想象16岁就做王吗?
You don't have to raise your hand, but there might be someone in this room who's 68 years old.
你不需要举手, 我们这里面大概有人已经86岁了。
And Uzziah reigned for 52 years until he was 68.
那乌西亚王做了 52 years. 做了52年的王, 所以呢, 他一直做到68岁。
And we know that King Uzziah was named as one of the good kings.
我们知道乌西亚王呢, 是所谓的一个好王。
Of course, if you go through Kings and Chronicles, you see these kings that are kind of up and down in their walks or their service to the Lord.
如果我们读列王记和历代志下, 你就会看到这些王呢, 他们时上时下, 他们跟随主的时候, 有的时候, 他们的光景时好时坏。
Some who were pure evil.
有些呢, 是非常的恶。
And then some who were good.
还有一些是好的。
Uzziah was named as one of those good kings.
那么乌西亚王呢是其中一个好王。
But certainly not to the level of David, for he didn't remove the high places.
当然呢,他不能跟大卫比较, 他也没有除去偶像。
And when you read through this 2 Chronicles 26,
那么当我们读到历代志下第26章的时候,
we learn some things about Uzziah's life that inform us about why it was said of him that he was marvelously helped until he became strong.
那么读26章的时候,
so let's pick up actually from 2 Chronicles 26 at verse 4.
那么从26章的第四节开始看,
he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，效法他父亚玛谢一切所行的。He
sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper.
他通晓神末世撒迦利亚在世的时候，乌西亚定意寻求神，他寻求耶和华神，就使他亨通。
Now he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabna, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines.
他出去攻击腓力士人，拆毁了加特城、亚比尼城和亚什图城，在腓力士人中，在亚什图境内又建筑了些城。
God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians who lived in Gurbal, and against the Mennonites.
神帮助他攻击腓力士人和住在
Also, the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly.
亚门人给乌西亚进贡, 他的名声传到埃及,因他甚是强盛。
And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the corner buttress of the wall. He fortified them.
乌西亚在耶路撒冷的角门和谷门, 并城墙转弯之处建筑城楼且甚坚固。
He built towers in the desert. He dug many wells, for he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved the soil.
又在旷野与高原和平原建筑望楼，挖了许多井，因他的牲畜甚多。又在山地和加美之地有农夫和修理葡萄园的人，因为他喜悦农事。
Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies according to the number on their roll as prepared by Jael, the scribe, and Maaseiah, the officer, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains.
乌西亚又有军兵、诏书记耶利和官长马西亚所属点的代王的一个将军哈拿尼亚手下分队出战。
And then I'll skip down to verse 15.
然后我们现在跳到第15节。
He made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners to shoot arrows and large stones, so his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped until he became strong.
又在耶路撒冷使巧匠做机器, 安在城楼和角楼上, 用以发箭射石。 马西亚, 乌西亚的名声传到远方, 因为他得了非常的帮助, 甚是强盛。
But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense.
他既强盛就心高气傲,以致行事邪僻,干犯耶和华他的神,进耶和华的殿要在香坛上烧香。
And I'll summarize the rest.
那其他的我来总结一下。
Because his heart was lifted up, he went into the temple and he gave an offering.
因为他心高气盛,就进到殿里面,要在香坛上烧香。
The priest withstood him.
那祭司就阻止了他。
It was not right for Uzziah to give that offering in the temple.
乌西亚是不应该在香坛上烧香的。
80 priests stood up to him.
所以呢, 80个祭司站起来阻挡他。
They rebuked him.
他们责备他。
But Uzziah was proud.
但是乌西亚他骄傲。
And he became a leper for the rest of his life.
那么他使他的余生他就成为长大麻风的。
Possibly even that rebuke from the priest made him more stubborn in his pride.
也许因为呢祭司责备他，也许使他更加的刚硬。
Because you see no repentance in his life.
因为呢你看到在他的余生里面他没有悔改。
He lived a life of a leper until he died.
一直到他死，他都是一个长大麻风的。
What else do we know about Uzziah?
那其余我们所知道关于乌西亚的是什么？
We see here that in verse 5, he lived in the days of Zechariah.
第五节我们看到他与撒加利亚是同年代的人。
And it seems like during those days of Zechariah, he sought out the Lord.
那么在那个时候呢，撒加利亚他是寻求神的。
One who was encouraging him to seek the Lord continually.
撒加利亚就鼓励他一直来寻求神。
There are other contemporary prophets that lived during the days of Uzziah.
在乌西亚的时代还有一些其他的先知。
We know Isaiah 6, where Isaiah sees the Lord high and lifted up. It was in the year that King Uzziah died.
那么我们在以赛亚书第六章，我们也知道，在乌西亚王死的时候，以赛亚他看到了异象。
And Hosea wrote during the days of Uzziah.
那何西阿呢，也是在乌西亚王年代。
Hosea had that heart to see God's unconditional love.
那乌西亚，何西阿呢，他是寻求神无条件的爱。
And even during Amos's days, who spoke about righteous judgment.
那在阿摩斯的年代，他亚摩阿摩斯他寻求的是神的公义。
So when we think about Uzziah's life and his downfall,
那我们当我们来思想乌西亚王的一生，看到他如何跌倒的时候，
not really a new story if we think about it.
那我们想这些的时候，并不新奇。
We very well know the proverb that pride comes before the fall.
我们也知道箴言说。 败坏，骄傲在败坏之间。
And it seems like in Uzziah's life, it was success that led to pride that led to his fall.
那我们看乌西亚的一生就知道呢，是因为他的成功使他骄傲以至于跌倒。
Now there's nothing wrong with success in itself.
成功本身并没有问题。
But success can be seductive.
但是呢，成功也可能呢成为一个陷阱。
And that seduction of success can lead to that fame which leads to pride.
使我们呢，因着我们得了名声而产生骄傲。
And it seems like that was Uzziah's case.
乌西亚呢，好像就是这样。
All of these accolades that he was getting really went to his head.
那么他所有这些成功呢，都充满了他的头脑。
He was strong in battle.
他征战的时候强盛。
He was prosperous.
他得到了祝福，他很富足。
Even in verse 10, it speaks about he loved the soil. He was the first environmentalist.
那么第十节呢，是讲到他喜爱农业，他是第一个 他是一个环境学家,
and made these great military advances and inventions.
那么也看到了他军事强盛，一直得胜,
but all led to pride.
所有这些呢，都致使他骄傲。
And it's interesting because in a more subtle way, I think we experience this as well.
那么很有趣的是呢，我们就看到其实我们也有这样的经历。
It's something that particularly I have a burden for young people.
那么我对年轻人特别有负担。
You know, for several years I've been having the opportunity to minister to young people.
那么我曾经有几年呢，能够有机会来服侍年轻人。
And there's something that I've noticed.
那么我注意到一些事。
Our young people are really smart.
那些年轻人他们非常的聪明。
I hope you see that if you're a parent of your child here, like one of those high school students, they're actually really smart.
那我希望呢，如果呢，你在这里，你是一些高中生的父母，你能够看见这一点，这些高中生他们非常的聪明。
Maybe there's some surface layer to get through, but they're really capable young people.
那么这些年轻人呢，他们真的是很有能力。
Sometimes that intelligence and that ability clouds our ability to walk as we should with the Lord.
那么呢，然而呢，这些他们这些智慧和能力常常呢妨碍他们来跟随神。
Because we're so capable in ourselves, we miss out on our need for the Lord.
因为我们自己有这样的能力，以至于呢，我们失去来依靠神的机会。
But if we step back, not just looking at young people, but all of us.
那么退一步呢，我们不单单看这些年轻人，其实我们所有的人。
Isn't this the nature of man?
这是不是人的本性?
If you go back to Adam in the garden,
那么如果我们回到伊甸看伊甸园里面的亚当的时候,
Adam knew exactly what he wasn't supposed to do.
亚当知道他本应当知道。
Doesn't it seem like a very simple command from the Lord?
那么从主来的命令好像很简单。
You can eat from all the trees.
所有这些树上所结的你都可以吃,
just don't eat from that one tree.
但是只有那一棵树你不能吃。
Seems simple, right?
是不是非常简单?
I have children.
我有孩子。
The one thing you ask them not to do,
你叫他们不要做的一件事,
is the one thing they do.
就是他们要做。
Adam needed to realize his helplessness.
亚当需要知道他是无助的。
Adam had to see that he couldn't resist temptation on his own.
亚当要知道凭他自己他是没有办法能够抵抗诱惑的。
He needed help.
他需要帮助。
He needed God.
他需要神。
And the same way, we need to discover our utter need for the Lord.
我们也需要发现我们对神的需要。
You know, before we were saved, we were enemies of God.
在我们得救之前，我们是神的仇敌。
And we had to come to that point of humility to realize our need for God.
我们需要谦卑到那一点，让我们知道我们需要神。
And we see how dark our hearts were and how much we needed salvation. We see how much we need God.
我们需要看见我们心中里面的黑暗，让我们知道我们何等的需要神。
And then when we accept His love towards us and His sending His Son to die for us, we tap into that well of salvation.
那么当我们知道神把他的儿子差遣到这世上来拯救我们，成为我们救主，在得救的时候，
that overflowing well that never runs dry.
那么我们心里面所得到的，他所赐给我们的泉源永远不会干渴的时候。
So we see in that singular moment our salvation, we recognize our need.
那么在我们得救那一刻，我们知道我们需要的时候。
But this is the state of our Christian life as well.
那么这就是呢，讲到我们基督徒的生命。
Realizing our utter need for the Lord.
我们还需要知道呢，我们对神其他的需要。
And you know, we see in this example of Uzziah, we see this how pride clouded him realizing how much he needed the Lord.
那么看乌西亚的故事的时候，就看到因着他的骄傲，以至于呢，他看不到他何等需要神。
And on the other side of pride is unbelief.
那么骄傲的另外一方面呢，就是不信。
I think we see both of these as impediments to our realizing our need for the Lord.
那么看到从这两点呢，我们都就可以让我们知道我们对神的需要。
So how do we define pride?
我们如何来定义骄傲？
with respect to this failure.
那么特别在这讲到这个失败的这一点上,
pride is we fail because of our own ability.
那么就是因着我们自己的能力而跌倒。
Unbelief is when we fail because we don't trust His ability.
那么如果我们不相信他的能力呢, 那么就是讲到,
did you catch that? Pride is when we are proud, we fail because we're trusting in our own ability.
骄傲呢, 就是讲到呢, 因着我们信任自己的能力以至于跌倒。
Unbelief is when we fail because we don't trust in His ability.
那另一方面呢, 就是因为我们不信呢, 就是因为我们不相信神的能力而跌倒。
So pride, I think we realize, is obvious in Uzziah's life.
那么在乌西亚的生命当中, 我们看到骄傲是很明显的。
You know, one thing that you can see very much on its face is that he wasn't humble.
那么我们就看到呢, 这个人他不谦卑。
And a good test for pride is whether you can be corrected or not.
那么看一个人骄傲呢, 很明显的, 就是看他这个人是否可以被纠正。
For if one is incorrectable, then often it's associated with pride.
那如果一个人很难被纠正的话, 通常就是跟骄傲有关。
Makes me think of Psalm 139.
让我想到诗篇139首。
Such a precious psalm.
非常宝贵的诗篇。
And the end of that Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
那么这个诗篇的 最后一节就讲到, 神啊, 鉴察我的心。
Try me and know my anxious thoughts.
寻找我的意念,
and see if there is any wicked way in me.
看我里面有一点有没有任何的恶念,
and lead me in the way of everlasting.
带我走永生的路。
You know, realizing that, Lord, search my heart. Is there anything that needs correction? Is there any pride?
那就讲到说, 神啊, 鉴察我的心, 看我是否需要被矫正, 是否有骄傲。
Unbelief is a little bit more subtle.
那么不信呢, 就有一点点微妙。
Because unbelief can lead to the same problems that pride leads to.
因为不信呢, 可以带给我们和骄傲同样的问题。
See, unbelief is instead of looking to the Lord, we look to ourselves.
不信呢, 就是不寻求神, 而是呢, 看我们自己。
And we think, well, can I do this?
是说呢, 我能不能做?
Or instead of looking to ourselves, we may look to our circumstances.
也呢, 看我们自己, 或者呢, 看我们的环境。
Well, obviously, this is impossible, so this can't be.
说这根本不可能吗?
And there's so many examples of unbelief in the Bible that clouds us in our Christian walk.
那么在圣经当中呢, 也让我们看到许许多多因着我们不信以至于呢我们影响我们基督徒的生活。
Just think about the examples of unbelief.
那么举一个不信的例子。
In the Old Testament, we think about Abraham, right?
旧约里面有亚伯拉罕。
Abraham, who didn't trust God, who promised that he would have a child.
那么亚伯拉罕不相信神应许他有一个儿子。
And he made things happen his own way.
按照他自己的方式来做事。
How about the Israelites when they made that golden calf?
以色列人他们造了金牛犊。
You know, Moses was up on Mount Sinai.
摩西上了西乃山。
Maybe he'll never come back.
也许他不回不来了。
We need to make a golden calf.
然后我们造一个金牛犊。
Think about the disciples in the New Testament.
新约里面的门徒。
How there were times where they couldn't heal.
当他们没有办法治病的时候, 他们没有办法医病赶鬼的时候,
and it was directly related to their unbelief.
就是因着他们的不信。
We even think about that father whose son was sick.
那我们想一想那个孩子生病的父亲。
And he recognized, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
他认识到这一点, 他说, 主啊, 我信, 但是帮助我的不信。
Think about Zacharias when he was promised a child that he didn't believe and then he was mute. Remember that?
再想一想撒加利亚, 因为他不相信呢, 以至于他成了哑巴。
And these, you know, when we are trying to walk that walk worthy of the Lord, this pride and this unbelief often is our impediment.
那么当我们来思想, 我们来跟随主的这条道路的时候, 这个不信的恶心就常常成为我们的阻碍。
There are those hurdles that prevent us from seeing His marvelous help.
以至于呢, 成为我们看见神奇妙帮助的阻碍。
So how do we do it?
那么我们怎么办?
How do we not get to that place like Uzziah did?
以至于我们不像呢, 乌西亚王那样。
Maybe put it another way, what is the secret to tapping into His marvelous help?
那么, 换句话说，那么他得到神极大的帮助的奥秘在哪里？
Maybe not so much of a secret.
也许不是说到一个秘密。
Let's read Galatians 2:20.
让我们读哥罗西书第二章第二十节。
Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Now different versions have some different words in this verse.
那么在不同的翻译版本里面有一些不同的词。
The translation that I think actually really encapsulates this verse the best is either King James or Darby.
那么翻译的最好的呢，就是King James 或者 Darby 的版本。
Because it says, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
那么这里面翻译呢，是我因神儿子的信而活。
Not I live by my faith in the Son of God.
不是讲到说我信神的儿子。
But I live by the faith of the Son of God.
而是讲到神儿子的信。
In other words, we live not because of our own faith.
换句话说，我们活不是因着我们自己的信。
But because of His faith.
而是他的信。
You know, how many of us go through that Romans 7 struggle?
那么我们当中多少人呢，也经历了罗马书第七章里面的挣扎。
We all know this experience of Romans 7.
我们都知道罗马书七章的挣扎。
Where we do what we don't want to do.
我们愿意做的我们不去做。
But we know what we should do and we don't do it.
我们不该做的我们去做，我们该做的却不去做。
And sometimes we just are in this never-ending cycle of Romans 7.
有的时候我们就在罗马书第七章这个经历里面打圈。
And it seems like the harder we try, the more we stay in Romans 7.
好像是呢，我们越努力，我们就越在那一章里面。
How do we get to Romans 8?
我们如何进入到罗马书第八章？
You know, the being free, that no condemnation, living in free by the Spirit.
但是呢，在灵里面得到自由，不再受责备。
Galatians 2:20 is this precious, precious word from the Lord.
那加拉太书二章二十节就是神极为宝贵的话。
We live this Christian life.
我们的基督徒生活。
Not on our own.
不是靠着自己。
It's not because of our ability.
不是靠着我们自己的能力。
Not because we are naturally capable people.
不是我们天然的能够。
That success and that pride is such a cloud to seeing that we can't live this Christian life apart from Him.
那么那个因着骄傲而跌倒的经历就告诉我们说，我们不能靠自己来过基督徒的生活。
The more we try, the more we find ourselves stuck in Romans 7.
我们越努力就会发现呢，我们越在罗马书第七章里面没有办法出来。
We find ourselves unable to love a brother or sister.
发现我们自己没有办法爱弟兄姐妹。
I try, but I can't do it.
我试图去爱他们，但是我做不到。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
I can love because the loving one is in me.
我能爱，因为呢爱的那一位在我里面。
It's not because I can conjure up some feeling of love and then try to show it to somebody.
并不是说呢，我能够有一些爱的感觉，然后向其他的人表现出来。
You know this if you've only tried to love someone with natural love. It's very limited.
你知道，如果你用天然的爱去爱人的时候，那是非常有限的。
We see this when we try to serve in the body of Christ.
我们在试图自己在基督的身体里面来服侍的时候，我们也看到这一点。
We try to serve.
我们试图去服侍。
And we sign up for more things.
我们试图做很多的事情，我们报名参加很多的事。
And then we're defeated.
但是我们却失败。
Or we're just tired.
我们太疲劳了。
Because we can't serve with our own strength.
因为我们不能靠自己的力量来服侍。
We can serve Because the servant king is in us.
我们能够服侍, 因为服侍的主在我们里面。
That's Galatians 2:20. We live this life by his faith, by his life.
这就是加拉太书2章20节, 我们因着他的信而活。
We find ourselves struggling to submit.
我们也发现我们非常难以来奉献自己。
How do we submit?
我们如何奉献?
We look to the Lamb who submitted to his Father. Was obedient even to death on the cross.
我们如何的来顺服? 我们仰望那位在十字架上顺服主的羔羊。
And in living out our daily life as Christians,
让我们每天能够真的是活出在每一天活出基督徒的生活。
How do we overcome?
我们如何的得胜?
We overcome because He is the overcomer.
我们能够得胜因为他是得胜者。
It's not because of our ability.
不是我们自己的能力。
And it's certainly not because of our unbelief.
当然呢,
we overcome because he overcame.
我们得胜因为他已经得胜,
and overcomes now.
而且现在正在得胜,
and will always overcome.
而且永远得胜。
What is the New Testament parallel to this verse in 2 Chronicles?
那么在新约里面跟加拉太书2章20节的平行经文是什么?
You know, it says he was marvelously helped until he became strong. What does that remind you of? It reminds me of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians.
让我想到保罗在哥林多后书里面所说的。
If we take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
哥林多后书第12章,
read verses 9 and 10.
第九节,
and he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
他对我说, 我的恩典够你用的, 因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力伏庇我。Therefore,
I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐了，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
This is one of those secrets of Christian living. When we're weak, then we're strong. And it's only when you come to that place of trying to be strong that you realize sometimes how weak you really are. We can't live this overcoming life if we just rely on our Christian history.
如果我们只是依靠我们基督徒的历史, 我们没有办法,
on our natural ability,
我们靠我们自己的能力, 我们没有办法过这样基督徒的生活。
This has personally tripped me up many times in my Christian life.
在我基督徒生活里面, 这样的事情发生很多。
I'm good at this, so I'm just going to do it.
啊, 我很擅长, 所以呢, 我就这样做。
So limited, so foolish to do that.
这样的有限, 这样的愚拙去这样做。
You know, have you ever read any Norman Grubb? You know who Norman Grubb is?
你是否知道?
Norman Grubb. He's a brother in the Lord.
我们一个主里面一个弟兄叫做 Roman.
Or do you know who C.T. Studd is? Have you heard of C.T. Studd?
也没听说过。
Okay, Norman Grubb wrote the biography for C.T. Studd.
他写了 C.T. Studd的他的传记。
And wrote many books.
他写了很多书。
And there's something he said that I think really hits this right on the head.
那么他讲的有一点呢，他讲的有一点非常的，就是非常的有帮助。
He said, only insofar as we see our weakness,
只有当我们看到我们自己的软弱,
can we receive his supply.
我们能够得着他的供应。
So only as much as we see that we are weak,
那么我们看自己的软弱有多少,
can he come in and show his strength?
那么神呢，就能够，他就能够显出他的力量。
There's so many verses that speak about realizing this need for us to be childlike and weak so that he can be the strong one.
那么在有好多好多的经文让我们讲到让我们要像小孩子一样的软弱我们才能够刚强。
Just a couple examples. Psalm 147.
举几个例子, 诗篇 147.
Psalm 147,
verse 10.
He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy.
He, as
our Father, takes pleasure when we realize our need for him.
知道当我们明白我们需要他的时候,
and when we look in, let's say, in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount,
and
that first beatitude is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第一个得到祝福的就是说,
we see this theme throughout the Bible.
我们在圣经里面,
when we humble ourselves and see our need for him,
当我们谦卑自己,
he comes in and fulfills way more than we can imagine.
他就来到呢, 赐给我们,
you know, so when we see that we are weak and he is strong,
当我们看到我们软弱, 他强壮的时候,
there are also so many examples of that in the Bible too.
那圣经里面有许多这样的例子。
So we see on one hand Abraham, who took matters into his own hands and showed his unbelief.
一方面我们看到呢, 亚伯拉罕把事情抓在自己的手里，按照他自己的方式做事。
We also see how Abraham was marvelously helped by the Lord.
我们也看到呢, 另一方面看到亚伯拉罕如何得到神极大的帮助。
Do you remember when Abraham went out with 318 of his servants?
亚伯拉罕带着380个仆人出去的时候,
and they defeated those kings?
他打败了四王。
I mean, it would be like us in this room going out to battle.
就好像我们在这房间里面的人出去征战。
What chance do we have against an army?
我们得胜的机会有多少?
We don't in ourselves.
如果我们自己做的,
if the Lord's in it, it's marvelous help.
如果神在我们当中就能够得到极大的帮助。
Think about Gideon.
基甸,
not our brother Gideon here.
不是这个基甸,
but Gideon in Judges 7.
在 诗诗记第七章,
right? We see that Gideon had this large army.
基甸有他有很多的军队,
and it had to be whittled down to 300.
最后呢,变成只有300个人,
for them to see that it was God that saves.
来让他们看到是神拯救他们,
marvelous help of the Lord.
神极大的帮助。
And if you go into the New Testament, the book of Acts is full of examples of the marvelous help of the Lord.
那么到新约在使徒行传里面, 我们就看到许许多的, 神给我们帮助的例子。
We can look at one very simple example in Acts 3.
我们可以看使徒行传第三章里面一个非常简单的例子。
Right, so this is the in Acts 3, verse 6, it's talking about Peter and John.
使徒行传第三章第六节,
and verse 6 it says, Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
第六节彼得说,金银我都没有,只把我所有的给你,我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Peter didn't do that on his own.
彼得不是靠他自己做的。
And the people marveled at what Peter and John did because they were unlearned men.
那么众人呢都很稀奇彼得和约翰所做的,因为他们不知道。
Amazing, marvelous help, a testimony to the Lord.
他们乃是得到了神极大的帮助,成为神的见证。
If you look in Acts 7, you see Stephen and how he was at peace, even despite being stoned.
那么在第七章我们看到斯提凡虽然他被石头打但是他所彰显出来的平安。
And you know, when we talk about how Paul had that comment, when he is weak, he is strong.
我们也知道保罗所说的,当他软弱的时候,他就刚强。
That's coming right after what he says in 2 Corinthians 11.
这个呢是紧接着保罗在哥林多后书第十一章所说的。
I mean, Paul's life was like a movie, better than a blockbuster movie.
那保罗的他的生命，他的生活呢，比电影更精彩。
In 2 Corinthians 11, you see from verse 23.
那在哥林多后书第十一章从第二十三节开始。
Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. And labor is more abundant, and stripes above measure, and prisons more frequently, and deaths often.
他们是基督的仆人吗? 我更是, 我比他们多受劳苦, 多下监牢, 受鞭打是过重的, 冒死是屡次有的。
From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods, 1 time I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have spent in the deep.
被犹太人鞭打5次, 每次40, 减去一下, 被棍打了3次, 被石头打了1次, 遇到船坏3次。
In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
又屡次行远路, 遭江河的威胁, 盗贼的威胁, 同族的威胁, 外邦人的威胁, 城里的威胁, 旷野的威胁, 海中的威胁, 假弟兄的威胁。
In weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness.
受劳碌, 受困苦, 多次不得睡, 又饥又渴, 多次不得食, 受寒冷, 赤身露体。
Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches, who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble and I do not burn with indignation?
除了这外面的事, 还有为众教会挂心的事天天压在我身上, 有谁软弱, 我不软弱呢, 有谁跌倒, 我不着急呢。
If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity.
我若必须自夸, 就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
He boasted in his infirmity.
他夸他自己的软弱。
It's another way of saying that he was totally dependent on the Lord.
换句话说, 他就是他完全依靠主。
From circumstance to circumstance,
从一个环境到另一个环境,
living out our daily Christian life, seeing his infirmity and seeing how much he needed the Lord.
在他每天的生活里面表现出他自己的软弱, 表现出他何等需要依靠主。
I can go on about this marvelous help of the Lord.
那么讲到主自己他极大的帮助, 我可以一直讲下去。
We see in 1 John how he is the advocate.
在约翰一书里面, 让我们看见,
the advocate.
哦, 他是我们的中保。
You know how he, when we sin, he's the advocate to the Father.
当我们犯罪的时候, 他向神为我们代求。
We see him in Hebrews as the great high priest, always interceding for us.
在希伯来书, 我们看到他是我们的大祭司, 一直为我们代求。
I think about it as a father, I think about how easy it is. All my child needs to do is ask for help.
作为一个父亲, 我非常容易看到我, 我孩子他们所需要所做的就是呢, 寻求帮助。
Sometimes they learn more when they fail on their own first.
有的时候呢, 如果他们先自己跌倒了, 他们能够学到一些功课。
Sometimes the way that I learn as well is in my failure.
那么我自己呢, 也是从失败里面来学习。
But then when we turn to the Lord,
当我们转向主的时候,
and we turn and approach him,
当我们转向来寻求他的时候,
and we cry out even like that father did, I believe, help my unbelief.
当我们向他呼求, 向那个孩子的父亲说, 我信, 但是我信, 我有不信的时候,
or as David said in that Psalm 139,
那或者像大卫在诗篇第39节里面所说的,
search me, O God.
神啊, 鉴察我。
And we come to him and we see our need for him.
当我们来到他面前, 看到我们对他的需要的时候,
he comes in with marvelous help.
他就来给我们极大的帮助。
You know, I thought about this personally recently as well.
那我想最近遇见的一个人,
you know, how he helps us in ways that we often don't even realize.
他呢, 常常呢让我们, 我们自己都不知道的时候帮助我们。
My father, about a month and a half ago,
一个半月以前, 我父亲呢,
was in a very, very bad crash.
那么他发生了非常重要的车祸。
Actually, near fatal crash, a vehicle crash.
Yeah,
He was airlifted by a helicopter to a trauma center. And he, without going into a lot of details, he's on the road to recovery now, thank God. But it just made me think, going back to that Psalm 139. And if I may, let me just read a couple more verses. And I believe even a brother prayed from this section during our Lord's table today. From verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well.
我要称谢你, 因我受造奇妙可畏, 你的作为奇妙, 这是我心深知道的。
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
我在暗中受造, 在地的深处被联络, 那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them.
我未成形的体质, 你的眼早已看见了, 你所定的日子, 我尚未度一日, 你都写在你的册子上。
How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I am awake, I am still with you.
神啊, 你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多，我若数点比海沙更多，我睡醒的时候仍和你同在。
How precious is his marvelous help towards us.
神向我们的极大的帮助对我们何等的宝贵。
He knows us so much better than we know ourselves.
他知道我们比我们知道的更多。
It makes me think, why do we even try to do things on our own strength?
让我们想到, 当我们靠自己的力量去做事的时候,
when we have a God who has those infinite thoughts towards us,
而神向我们却有无限的意念,
who's a very present help in time of trouble,
当我们有困难的时候, 他来帮助我们的时候,
who's so willing to show his strength when we're weak.
当我们软弱的时候, 他何等愿意向我们彰显他的能力。
You know, I think about it as well in my personal life, thinking about our meeting place in the Manhattan Fellowship.
So we've been
meeting for approximately 12 years in Manhattan. And for the first 10 years of our gathering, it seemed like we had no opposition. Freedom to meet. Freedom to meet together.
Freedom.
Yeah.
我们可以自由的聚会。
Excuse me. And the last 2 years, we've been under constant pressure.
但是在过去的两年呢, 我们却有很大的压力。
Complaints from landlords constantly.
那些屋主呢, 一直向我们抱怨。
To the point where we had one meeting place only for 1 year and then had to move.
那么以至于呢, 我们只在, 我们只有一年, 我们有个聚会地点只能用一年, 然后就要换地方。
In our new meeting place, we had the full blessing of the landlord to meet and gather.
而呢, 在我们新的聚会地点呢, 我们真的是, 真的我们很有福气, 那个屋主让我们可以在那里聚集。
And then we almost immediately started getting complaints from him.
但是呢, 我们又, 然后马上又, 他又开始抱怨。 Okay.
Now in my own strength, I'm ready for a legal battle.
那么靠我自己能力的话, 你知道我马上要诉诸法律。
I've shared before that I'm a prosecutor.
我跟大家以前讲过, 我是一个检察官。
I enjoy the battle.
我喜欢跟人家干仗。
I think it's turned out very good in my own marriage because I can get all that battle out at work.
那么呢,
it's unrelated tangent, sorry.
在婚姻里面呢, 我也常常这样占上风。
But in my own strength, I'm ready for battle with the landlord.
靠着我自己的能力, 我真的是要跟房主去。
I've analyzed the lease.
我仔细呢, 看了那个租约。
I have all of our email communications and documentation that we're totally in the right.
我呢, 也, 我保留了呢, 我们之间的, 通信的往来和各样的文件。
And had to come to the point to realize that this is not my battle to fight.
但是呢, 到, 但是呢, 神, And we
need the Lord's way forward.
我们需要呢, 按照神的方式,
not Ray's way forward.
不是我的方式,
and we realize that we have no natural solution to this. It's actually very humbling.
使我,
but we look forward to the day as we meet there in Manhattan.
那么呢, 当我真的是, 当我们等候我们要, 啊, 要见面的日子的时候,
that he has his way forward.
神呢, 有他的方式,
and we have to trust him in that.
我们要信靠他。
You know, there's so many promises in the Bible that we can hold on to.
那圣经里面有许多应许我们可以抓住的应许。
I think it's in either Numbers or Deuteronomy where God says, is my arm shortened that I cannot save?
或者呢,是在民数记或者是在生命记说,神说我的膀臂岂缩短了吗?
Brothers and sisters, he has such marvelous help for us.
神对我们有极大的帮助。
We have to admit if we have pride.
那么如果骄傲的时候我们要承认,
and admit if we have unbelief.
要承认呢,我们有骄傲,有不信。
We confess that, and he's quick to accept our confession and repentance.
当我们认罪的时候, 他就快快地赦免我们。
And this is something that affects us both individually but also corporately.
对我们个人是这样, 对团体也是如此。
Because we see that other verse that we started with from Revelation 3.
那启示录第三章里面还有一段经文。
And the Lord is speaking to these churches. What he says to this faithful church in Philadelphia.
就是呢, 主对忠心的腓拉铁腓教会所说的话。
We'll read verse 7 and 8.
我们读第七节和第八节。
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens.
你要写信给腓拉铁腓教会的使者说, 那圣洁真实, 拿着大卫的钥匙, 开了就没有人能关, 关了就没有人能开的说,
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength. I've kept my word, and have not denied my name.
我知道你的行为, 你略有一点力量, 也曾遵守我的道, 没有弃绝我的名。 看啊, 我在你面前给你一个敞开的门, 是无人能关的。
This church that had little strength actually had the most strength.
这个有一点力量的教会其实呢,是最有力量的。
Because they submitted to him and they trusted in him.
因为他们信靠, 因为他们顺服神。
I'm so thankful that I hear in the announcements that you're having a gospel meeting in 2 weeks, right?
感谢主,我听到刚才报告的时候, 2个礼拜之后你们会有福音聚会。
We actually in Manhattan are also having a gospel meeting in 2 weeks.
在曼哈顿我们的教会呢, 2个礼拜之后也有一个福音聚会。
Now we know that we can try some methods, right? There are certain methods that you can do to have a good gospel meeting.
当然我们知道呢, 有一些方式我们可以去试, 让我们可以有一个好的福音聚会。
I mean, there are websites that sell kits for Christian churches about how to have a good gospel meeting.
那网站呢, 有一个网站上面讲到说, 给孩, 如何呢, 为孩子预备一个好的福音聚会。
But I'm so thankful that as we come together and we seek him out,
那感谢主, 当我们在一起的时候, 我们寻求神,
it's his gospel.
是神的福音。
When we just point to Christ, that is how people are saved.
当我们指向基督的时候, 人就得救了。
When we think about even our gathering together broadly,
那么我们想到当我们,
broadly, our gathering
当,
together,
就是讲到, 就是泛泛地讲, 我们在一起聚集的时候,
it's not about us building the church.
不是我们自己来建造教会,
he builds his church.
是他来建造他的教会。
We realize, as a corporate body, our need for him.
那么作为一个团体的身体, 我们知道对他的需要。
And then I think when we see this both individually and corporately, we're able to say something that Paul said.
那么当我们从个人和团体的角度来看的时候, 我们就明白保罗所说的话。
Back in Ephesians,
以弗所书,
you know, when he's praying for the Ephesians,
他为以弗所书的弟兄姐妹祷告,
he uses this phrase that I think is so striking.
他用的词是真的是非常的非常给我们印象非常的深刻。
So in chapter 3 of Ephesians verse 20,
第三章第二十节,
it says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen."
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，通通足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。 但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。Now
I don't know how this phrase translates in the Chinese Bible.
我也不知道在中文里面这句话是怎么翻译的。Or
in different translations, but I know in my translation it says exceedingly abundantly.
那么在我这版本里面所翻译的呢，乃是充充足足，并且超过。
I'm not a grammar expert.
我不是语法的专家。
It's very strange grammar that Paul uses.
那保罗在这里用的语法很奇怪。It's
like a double adverb.
好像呢是用了重复的副词。
Not only is his help exceedingly above what we can ask or think.
我单单是说他的帮助超出我们所求的。
Not is it only abundantly above what we can ask or think.
足足的超出,
it's exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think.
乃是充充足足或者充足充足的,
it's almost like words can't describe it.
好像就是似乎讲到说是用人的语言没有办法描述的。
You know, I've learned in Chinese that there are words that are so much better than words in English.
我知道呢,中文呢,我听说呢,中文比英文要好很多。
I've heard many people say this to me over the years.
很多人都告诉我。
You know, we use a word in English, but there's such a better way to describe it in Chinese.
那么我们用英文这样说, 但是呢,中文的说法就更好。
Like it just encapsulates so much more than just saying a word in English.
那么中文的所包含的意思可以远远超出英文。
I see many of you smiling, so I know you know what I'm talking about.
大家,我看到大家笑,所以你明白我所说的。My
in-laws say this to me a lot, too.
我岳父常常这样说。
Somehow Paul wasn't able, I don't know what it sounds like in Greek.
我不知道在希腊文是怎么说的。
But in English, exceedingly abundantly above.
那么在英文里面呢，乃是充充足足的超过。
Now why wouldn't we go to the Lord who can do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think?
那么为什么我们不到这位能够充充足足超过我们所求所想的那位神面前？
It makes me think how foolish I am for trying to do something on my own.
是不是？如果这样的想，如果靠我们自己去做，我们是不是非常的愚蠢？
When we go to him,
当我们到他那里去的时候,
it's exceedingly above how we can love in ourselves.
充充足足的能够超过我们所求。
Exceedingly abundantly how we can serve.
充充足足超过他来服侍我。
Exceedingly abundantly.
充充足足的超过。
All we need to do is realize that when we are weak, then we are strong.
我们所需要知道的就是当我们软弱的时候就刚强。
You know, I think we learn this in our individual lives, and may we also learn this in our corporate lives together as well.
我知道呢，我们在个人的生命中这样的学习，在我们团体的生活里面也这样的学习到了。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful that even as our brother opened up this word, that you are the good shepherd.
主啊，我们感谢你，当我们弟兄讲到说你是我们的好牧人的时候。
A good shepherd who always wants to lead his sheep into green pastures and still waters.
好牧人总是要把他的羊带到青草地到溪水旁。
A shepherd who always meets us and does exceedingly abundantly above what we can do on our own.
是充充足足超过我们自己能够所做的牧人。
Lord, we come before you and realize how often we stray off of that narrow path that you've called us to.
主，我们到你面前，我们真的是要承认，我们常常偏离你要带领我们所走的窄路。
Sometimes we stray like Uzziah in our own pride.
有的时候我们像乌西亚王一样，因着骄傲，我们偏行己路。
Sometimes we stray because our unbelief that you are the exceedingly abundantly type of God.
因为有时因着我们不相信你是那位充充足足供应我们的那一位，以至于我们偏行己路。
But we come before you now and even pray as David did that you would search our hearts.
主，我们到你面前，我们像大卫一样向你祈求，主啊，鉴察我们的心。
Lead us in that everlasting way.
主啊，带我们走永生的路。
We turn our hearts and our lives to you today.
主啊，把我们的心来归向你。
So thankful for your mercy in our lives.
谢谢你在我们生命当中的怜悯。
And we're so thankful for your faithfulness as well.
主，我们也因着你的信实感谢你。
As well as so thankful that we can walk together.
也感谢因着我们能够一同来跟随你来感谢你。
Even as Zechariah encouraged Uzziah, we're so thankful that we can encourage one another in this walk.
像撒迦利亚能够来鼓励乌西亚一样，我们在跟随你的路上可以彼此的激励。
And we're thankful that we can gather together today and have your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
感谢主，今天我们能够聚集在一起来听你的话，靠主耶稣基督的名。